Hello, and welcome to another episode of Boundless Body Radio. I'm your host, Casey Ruff, together with my co-host, who I love the most, Bethany Ruff.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show. And today we have another amazing guest to introduce to you now. Charlie Bales is the CEO and founder of CB Supplements, a company specializing in helping people thrive with a multi-collagen product. As a collagen expert, he often talks about its nutritional benefits on many media outlets, including podcasts like this one. He believes that collagen can help people solve various health issues, from improving joint pain and productivity to better digestion and improved sleep. He is also a husband, a father to three kiddos, a CrossFitter, and a health nut. He loves meeting new people and having meaningful and impactful conversations with a goal to inspire and help people live their best lives. You can find him and his products at cbsupplements.com. Charlie Bales, what an honor to welcome you to Boundless Body Radio.
Thanks for having me, Casey, Bethany. I really appreciate this opportunity.
It's an absolute honor. I've been playing around on your website, and I found lyrics from Metallica, and I've also found you comparing collagen and whey protein to Veronica Corningstone and Ron Burgundy from Anchorman. So I already know that like you are our people.
I'm looking forward to the day where someone's going to sue us for that article. Because we're like copyright infringement or something like that. But like whenever that happens, I will welcome the subpoena or whatever we're going to get, because that means we've officially made it, that somebody cares that we wrote the article.
You need to frame that and put that over the fireplace. That'll be really
meaningful. Exactly. Well, that subpoena and us copying the Animal House t-shirt of collagen and
so good. You know,
college. Changing it to collagen.
So good. I love it. Well, I'm sure you have heard this in the past, but we had a real challenge trying to prepare for this episode. As I was searching you, we do with most of our guests, you know, we want to research our guests and find their content. I was looking up, you know, your name and trying to find your content. And there's another Charlie Bales out there who is a lot more successful than you are, unfortunately. And so I couldn't find much on you because this guy is taking all the attention. I mean, this guy's running this giant business, like nine figures. He's fourth generation. He owns all these, you know, adult beverage locations in Florida. And here you are trying to make supplements and he's stealing your thunder. Like, what gives?
When I was listening to you say that, I'm like, wait, there's another one? That's funny. Yeah, I have a lot of help and really good teams.
Wow. Do you have more than 24 hours available to you in the day that most of us don't have?
You know, it's funny. I was just journaling about that this morning. And I'm like, God, I wish there were more than 24 hours and I had an endless supply of energy, because then life would just be easy at that point.
You certainly have a lot of spinning plates. It's very interesting. We want to focus more on the collagen side of things, but I want to learn about your story and how you decided to kind of continue running the business, which is highly successful, and do this on the side.
Yeah. So my day job, as I call it, which, what does that even mean in today's world? We all work crazy schedules, and got a lot going on. So I'll call it job number one is with a family owned business in Florida. It's a massive retailer. We got 126 stores. We sell adult beverage. So the average person coming into our store is ecstatic because they're in a good mood. You know, because we're at one version of the adult candy store. So it's a lot of fun. You know, we've got an amazing team. We've got really an amazing product. Our stores are beautiful. And I run a lot of the back end operations. So human resources, IT, finance and accounting, risk management, things like that. And that's how my brain is wired. I love it. And where my side hustle, CB Supplements, came from a couple of years ago is just understanding what I love to do, just this backside stuff. I love employees and I love interacting with employees and HR. I got more involved on our healthcare plan and things of that nature. And I was getting my MBA at the time. So I'm in that business, you know, making mode, as we've all heard about people getting their MBAs. You know, it's real, I can tell you. And then just wanting to try to find something to scratch my own itch. You know, I've got these kids you were talking about. At the time, I only had two of them. And they're a huge point, a huge factor in my life. I love them. I love spending time with them. And like any parent, you want to give your kids two things, health and happiness. And that health button really started to ring true when Vivian and Finn, my first two, they're 8 and 6 now. And now we've got Banks. He's 2 years old. But when Vivian and Finn were 3 and 1, you start to look at health a little differently when you become a parent and when you have to look after kids. And, we have this health journey. Really, without Vivian, there would be no CB supplements. Super long story short, so I don't bore people because I already feel like I'm giving you a soliloquy. Vivian, she didn't have pediatric cancer or anything like that, but she was a sick kid. And we were in and out of the doctor's office, a couple hospital visits, which are just awful, trying to figure out what's wrong. Why is she getting so many respiratory viruses? And then you get this diagnosis of asthma and you say, you need to take this inhalation treatment every day, all day for the rest of your life. And you're like, she's 2. How can you even make that diagnosis? And I just kind of got sick of it. And I'm in this world of healthcare and just backside management of business. So that's how my brain is wired. So I just dove into the literature to try to figure out what is wrong with my kid, which led me down a lot of wormholes, just discovering this world of naturopathic health. That kind of led me to starting this business that we have now of selling supplements, because we were spending a lot of money on collagen in my household. And, I just had that naive entrepreneurial thought like, oh, I can do this better, than the products that we were buying. But hey, we're in year 4 of our business now. And we're having a really good time. We got a good team. We've got a really awesome product. And, without my kids and Vivian in specific, there would be no business. And I love it. And that's the short version. We could probably do an entire podcast about just that one topic of why the business was started.
Wow. That's super interesting. I don't think a lot of people would think of collagen as the answer. What was it about collagen that was so intriguing as far as the health benefits for your daughter went?
Yeah. And it's not the answer. It is part of the answer. CB Supplements is the supplement company that will talk about food as medicine and say, don't go buy our product. Like, get your nutrition or get your health from nutrition, get it from real food. So just part of Vivian's health journey was just lowering the overall inflammation levels of her body. So how do you do that? Well, first thing we did was we cut out gluten, and then we cut out vegetable oils, and then we cut out sugar. And most people are like, what the heck is a vegetable oil? Even in year 6 of our healthcare journey, I still talk about that stuff. Just going to a real food diet. Yes, it's more paleo and keto and low carb than it is plant-based and high carb. But, every good diet starts with those 3 things. Just cutting out vegetable oils, cutting out sugar as much as you can. And I don't think carbs are the devil, but I do think some of them are. And just decreasing the amount of processed carbohydrates. So once we did a lot of those things, and then we started adding things into the diet, like bone broth rice and a bunch of grass-fed butter, and then we started supplementing with collagen because I started doing it. And I'm like, wait, I've got all these injuries from college. Let me start using collagen. And my joints started feeling better. And my digestive system started being better. And just my overall health. So I'm like, huh, I wonder if this will work for Vivian and Finn and everybody else. And it did. And it certainly helped. So, I think that, like I said, collagen is not the silver bullet. It's part of the, 10-piece pie that we're going to call health. But I think it's a very strong piece, but it's just because it's such a versatile product that when taken correctly and when received from really good sources, gosh, it can do anything from helping your hair, skin, and nails grow and look better to improving your joint health, to your digestive health, to making you sleep better. So it's a really fascinating product, and hopefully that somewhat answered your question.
Yeah. No, absolutely. My head's still spinning over the vegetable oil thing. Are you telling us that vegetable oil doesn't come from vegetables?
Yeah, I've never understood why it's called that. And I mean, really, they're industrial seed oils.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, and we've got our team at CV Supplements is absolutely stacked. And one person in particular is Dr. Kate Shanahan.
She's amazing.
Which I'm sure your listeners know about her. She's our in-house medical director overseeing the formula and production of our product. And we're the only supplement that she publicly endorses.
Wow.
And how we even got her on our team, that's a story in and of itself too. But, you know, she is, I call her the vegetable oil lady a lot, which really just call her vegetable oil doctor. Because she's earned that. But I mean, just what we've been able to learn and her impact on Vivian's health journey is I'm just so grateful for. And now I get to work with her most every day selling a product that actually works.
That's amazing. Yeah, her work is amazing. I'm looking at her book, Deep Nutrition, on my shelf right now, which is, I could read it 100 times and take something new from it pretty much every single time. So good.
Totally agreed. It's one of those books that actually does and can change your life.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
So what makes collagen so special? Like what's different about the structure and function of it versus another type of protein?
Yeah, great question. And, you know, I'll try to answer it as best I can. But we believe that collagen, it's a missing food group. I almost wish that we had a fourth macronutrient and it's called collagen. So we have carbs, fat, protein, and collagen because, you know, whey protein, casein protein, just muscle meat protein even, it creates a different response from the body when consumed. So when you consume collagen protein in specific, that your body sees, because it sees this very specific and very different peptide chain. Which a peptide chain, I'm sure your listeners know this, but just for the sake of help, peptide chain is just a couple of amino acids linked together. And the peptide chain sequence of, you know, proline and glycine and hydroxyproline, hydroxylysine, these amazing things, these amazing amino acids that are attached together when coming from a collagen protein is found nowhere else in nature. There's no such thing as plant-based collagen, you know, and that peptide chain is not in whey protein. It's not in the ribeye that you're eating. It might be a little bit when you get the meat close to the bone, but it's a completely different bioactive compound. And when your body sees this, it goes, ooh, this is different. Let's go make and fix and repair connective tissue. What is made of connective tissue? Tendons. Ligaments, your skin, blood vessels, a bunch of organs, bones, all of this, our entire bodies. When you're staring at somebody, you're really just looking at water, gas, and collagen when you get down to it. So, you know, when you eat a chicken breast or a hamburger or something like that, that tells your body, it starts a different chain. It says, let's go build stuff, you know, let's go refix and repair muscle, not connective tissue. And that's because of those beautiful bioactive amino acid peptide chains. So that's our belief. That's our stance. That's why we think we're seeing such dramatic and crazy results, from people, and, kind of why I fell in love with Dr. Kate years and years ago. Cause if you recall in her book, two of the pillars of health in a diet are eating meat on the bone and organ meats. And specifically in the meat on the bone, it's because of the collagen and drinking bone broths, because she believes collagen is the missing food group. That's why it was a perfect fit for her to come aboard our team. And again, long answer to your question, but it's such a good question. And if people can understand like kind of what I just said, that's like, oh, it's this fourth macronutrient that nobody talks about. And it starts something different in our bodies. And it tells our bodies, go fix and repair connective tissue. My knee hurts. What's a knee made of? A knee is not muscle. There's muscles all around it, but the joint is all just different types of connective tissue, cartilage, everything that our product helps.
That's a great answer. So we understand that collagen comes in different types. Is that correct?
So each source is going to provide a different type. Source meaning the animal that it came from. So most products on the market are bovine sourced, which means cow skin, which is great. It's fantastic. We love it. I would rather somebody take collagen than not. But our product is very, very different than that. If I leave that at a teaser, because I'm sure you're going to ask, how's it different?
Absolutely.
So I guess I'll just go into it. So our product is sourced from four different animals. So we're using the cow, we're using wild caught fish, we're using cage-free chicken. Oh, and by the way, the cow is grass-fed and pasture-raised. And we're using an egg as well from that cage-free chicken. So each of those four sources give you a different type. And most collagens type 1, 2, or 3, those are 90% of what's found in your body. But you get them from different animals. Like type 1 and 3, you're going to get from beef and fish. Type 2, you're going to get from chicken. Type 5, you're going to get from eggshells. Type 10, you're going to get from chicken and eggs as well. So that's where our product comes in, where most products on the market, if you're just taking, you know, Vital Proteins, I love them. They're a fantastic company. Love them to death. They're changing the world of health, but they've got all these different products. They have their blue label beef collagen. Well, that's just type 1 and 3. And then you got to go buy their orange label chicken collagen. Well, that's just type 2. And then I think their eggshell is black label. But it doesn't matter. Once you do that, then you're going to buy, or then you're going to get type 5 and 10. And then you have to buy their marine collagen to get type 1 and 3 from the fish. Combine all of those after you've spent $200. And then you have our product, which our product is, you know, 1/4 of the price. But it's actually very difficult to get those ingredients to play nicely inside of a bottle, as we've experienced over the years. But we're pretty close to getting it down, because our product is, it's just getting better and better with every batch. But each of those types, just to get back to your question, they serve a different purpose. And the cleanest example, or rather the easiest, type 1 and 3, that's your skin. Type 2, that's your joints. So if you're taking a beef only collagen, you're missing out. Unless that product has beef bone broth as an ingredient, there's probably not going to be much type 2 collagen in it, if any. Where if you're taking a chicken collagen only, there's not going to be a ton of, you know, skin, hair, nails support from that. It's more a joint lubing supplement. So most people don't know that. They just think, oh, collagen's collagen, right? Well, no, not at all. So hopefully that answer helps clarify that.
So what kinds of things are people looking for, just to the common listener who might not have ever taken collagen before, maybe doesn't have, you know, chronic joint pain? What is somebody noticing that tells them, hey, I might be deficient in collagen?
Yeah. You know, the majority of our customers, the overwhelming feedback that we get from people is that when they're taking our product, they just feel better. And they had no clue how good they were feeling when they take it, because some people will take our product, they're like, eh, I don't really see any difference. So I'm just going to stop taking it. And then, whoa, they wake up a couple days later and their elbow hurts a little bit more. You know, their digestive system isn't performing properly. You know, their skin is a little bit more dry. So all those things. But, you know, what can someone look for in terms of like, oh, should I be supplementing with it? Listen, I believe everybody should be, if not supplementing with collagen, prioritizing it in your diet. Because as a culture, we do not eat nearly enough protein in general, but just collagen for that matter, that we used to growing up. You know, for a couple generations ago, grandma always had a big pot of bone broth going on the stove, where now people think bone broth is just chicken stock bought in a box from aisle 12 at your local supermarket.
It's a bouillon cube.
Yeah, or exactly a cube that you put in and for flavors that probably has MSG in it, which is another fun subject. So, you know, it's just, I think everybody, of course, the guy who owns a supplement company says everybody should take a supplement. No, I think everybody should be drinking bone broth every day and they should be eating bone-in ribeyes. Don't buy our product. Eat eggs. Like, there are so many ways to get collagen in your diet, but if you're not going to do that or you can't, then we have our product. And then you get to see just the beautiful things that can happen. You know, the second most frequent response that we hear from customers is that their digestive system hasn't worked this properly in years. And, you know, which makes you kind of question, well, what did it look like beforehand? And, you know, if you're not going to the bathroom every day, that's a problem. And, you know, let's talk about what that bathroom visit looks like. And, you know, all of the fun things that nobody wants to talk about, really start questioning that stuff. I mean, I've had best friends of mine that have said that that exact thing, that like, your product has helped me realize I had a digestive issue because your product fixed it. And I mean, that I'm thrilled to hear that, but it just, it pains me to think that how many years did you live just thinking it was totally normal to go to the bathroom every 3 days? That's not how it's supposed to be. So there's a couple of action items for the listeners to diagnose of their daily routines.
That's super helpful. Thank you. When it comes to an upper limit, have you guys found one as far as you, your kiddos taking collagen?
Yes and no. You know, we're not the company. I'm not going to say take 10 scoops a day every day. Like, I just, we believe that it's kind of one scoop, which is one serving, which is about 7 grams of collagen in a serving. So one serving per 50 pounds. So I weigh 210 pounds. I take between 4 and 5 scoops a day. And I'm pretty religious about that. I've taken 14 scoops in one day and nothing really happened. You know, it's fine. But like, I would never recommend that because I think you're just wasting your money at that point. Honestly. You know, I would tell somebody, if you really want to overload on collagen because you've diagnosed yourself as very deficient, your joints hurt, you got wrinkles everywhere, your skin's in bad shape, you're not going to the bathroom, go buy 64 ounces of bone broth and drink that every day. Don't take 10 scoops of our product. Take 2 scoops of our product or 3, but go drink, you know, a 32-ounce container of Pacific brand bone broth every day, or go buy Kettle and Fire. They're an awesome company. So, you know, that's our recommendation. It's just one scoop for 50 pounds. So with my kids, they're, you know, the two big ones are around 50 pounds and Banks, our 2-year-old, is about 30. So, you know, we might try to get Banks a couple of scoops a week, and then the big kids will try to get a scoop a day, but you know, it's still hard trying to get kids to take that stuff, but we do cook bone broth rice almost every night. Our kids love it. And we find ways to get collagen into, you know, Simple Mills, gluten-free apple muffins and things like that. There's a lot of ways to sneak stuff in. So that's how we're doing it. But I guess I could answer your question very shortly and just say one scoop for 50 pounds.
Oh, that's all right. That's not why we're here. We want the full explanation.
I'm so glad that you're mentioning bone broth. It's something that we really love to make and keep up with. Tell us how you do yours. Like, what are some tips for somebody who wants to try to make their own? What things do they need to be doing?
Yeah. So I, we buy a couple of rotisserie chickens a week that I just hammer the meat and skin and everything off of. And then you've got this beautiful body that the chicken has left for you that most people just throw away. And it's just so sad that like, that is where all the ingredients, or I'm sorry, all the nutrients and like the life-giving things are. Throw it in a pot, fill it with as much water as you want. You know, I'm using all the spices, salt, pepper, garlic, turmeric, a little bit of apple cider vinegar to cut things, onions, carrots, celery, full cloves of garlic. I really like garlic. ginger and turmeric. And I mean, you don't have to use all that. That's how we do it. And I'll try to cook it for at least 12 hours. Maybe I'll just turn it off while we go to sleep and then I'll do it again the next day, because the longer you cook it, the more concentrated it's going to be. So, you know, that's my simple recipe. I've got a chef friend, her name is Macy, and she does it a lot better than I do, because she's a chef. And that, but, so I couldn't tell you what she does, but I'm sure, it is what I do on steroids. Hmm.
Do you use different types of bones? Do different types of bones from different animals provide different, benefits? I know you kind of mentioned that earlier with the different types.
I usually don't mix them. So, I mean, we eat a lot of ribeyes in my family. I'm like borderline, I don't follow the carnivore diet because like, I like sweet potatoes and I like oats and, you know, I'd be a really bad carnivore, but I do eat a lot of bone-in ribeyes. I keep all those bones. And once I get about 10 of them, cause they're pretty big bones, I'll make a batch of beef stock it's significantly fattier or more fatty. I don't know. I wasn't an English major. the beef stock over the chicken, and I haven't made fish. I'm not a big fish guy. I like animals that walk and crawl, not swim. Although I do love shrimp and I like halibut, white fish, but I've just never made stock. I'm not going to go drink fish stock. Nor it's really hard to, you know, get collagen from an eggshell. I don't know anybody who makes eggshell broth. But you know, that's another benefit to our product that we have all of those sources. And, you know, you can throw a bunch of scoops in a stock and just, you know, beef up, no pun intended.
Hey-o.
Right. I didn't mean to do that. you can beef up the amount of protein per serving just by throwing some unflavored powder in there.
Gotcha. Tell us a little bit about the benefit of collagen and digestion. You mentioned that, and I think that's really surprising for a lot of people. What are the mechanisms by which collagen can improve digestion?
Yeah. So it collagen does two things. We talked earlier that, that I said that when you consume collagen, it tells your body to go fix and repair connective tissue. So it starts a whole different process. Another thing that collagen does, well, let me back up real quick. And let's talk specifically about the small intestine. So the small intestine, tons of organs are either made of or controlled by connective tissue. And the small intestine is a great example of that. So there's these little things called villi or villi, however you want to pronounce it. I still don't know the right way to do it. But they think of like, you know how you're looking at the bottom of the ocean at a coral reef and like the fingers of the coral reef are kind of moving and floating with the water. Mm. That's what the inside of your small intestine looks like. And those little things are the villi that I'm talking about. And if you had to guess what villi is made of, what do you think it's made of?
I mean, I no idea. Collagen?
Yes, it's made of collagen.
Nice.
So, you know, as we age, the manufacturing, because our bodies are incredible. They're so good at what they do. And they manufacture collagen just from what we eat and all these different types. And we're very good at it until we get to be about 25 or 30. And then it starts going downhill year after year, slowly, very slowly. So how that, you know, manifests itself in a person in their digestive system is, you know, just over time, and you probably don't notice it, but over a long time, your digestion just starts to not function as well as it used to because the collagen of the villi, I think I've even called it villi and villi in this explanation. It just degrades, and it degrades over time. So when you consume a collagen in a form of a bone broth or from a bone and ribeye or in the form of supplement, that tells your body, go fix and repair connective tissue. Boom. What's it going to go do? It's going to go fix and repair the connective tissue in your small intestine and restore digestive function. Hopefully that, and here's a super easy illustration to follow, that might not make scientific sense. So don't call me out, scientific community, but for the sake of an illustration, people tend to get this. So, you know, that Flex Seal guy who like cuts the boat in half and then sprays that Flex Seal and the boat is back together and floats magically.
Yes.
think of collagen as Flex Seal. Like your gut is just broken from the years and years of the standard American diet and lifestyle and stress and everything. Collagen comes in, it's Flex Seal. It puts everything back together and nothing can seep through the gut. And it just goes straight through the way it's supposed to. That's like the crudest example I can think of what exactly is happening to restore digestive health, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a great explanation. I'm kind of wanting Billy Mays to be alive still so he can put that on an infomercial or something.
Right. I mean, it's awesome.
Interesting. I think a lot of people would also be surprised to hear that story about the standard American diet. I mean, I know we talked about it earlier, but just knowing that all of these foods were very much a part of our evolution, the things that we would have eaten first, not avoided. Like we shouldn't just have muscle meat, and so few people are even eating any kind of meat. And so it's really shocking to see that something that's so essential in the diet is just something most people are not getting nearly enough of.
It is. And I'll tell you, sell a consumable product and you get an even more crazy idea of how poor of health people are in. Honestly. I mean, some of the success stories and some of the stories that like our product's not going to agree with everybody. And I have no problem admitting that we're not just the basic cow skin collagen. We're using complex ingredients. And a bunch of different animals together in one product. And for 98% of people, it's going to be a fantastic product. But so many people, when you've been living and breathing Sprite and Coke and French fries and canola oil and processed honey buns and Twinkies and Oreos and Goldfish for 25 years, you know, our product might put your system into shock. So I think that was part of Vivian's health journey, is that we knew that this was not an overnight fix, that we're going to cut all these things out slowly, and then we're going to add in the right things. And then bam, we've got this really healthy 8-year-old now who hasn't been sick in years. I mean, years. It's amazing how powerful food is to people. And, you know, if we can be part of that journey of helping people on their healthcare journey, I mean, what an honor to be even considered.
It is just so crazy. I'm just sitting here thinking of all the clients that I've worked with over the years. I do a form of connective tissue and muscle release. And the amount of people who go and try to spot fix pain in a joint by getting a cortisone injection, for example, or an unnecessary surgery or some type of numbing agent, they're just basically covering up, band-aiding the symptom, but not dealing with the problem. And I wish so many of them would have discovered collagen before doing that, to save their tissue.
Yeah. And if you go on our website and go look at some of the reviews that people have posted, I mean, we've got like over 300 verified reviews. It's pretty wild to read some of them. It is so inspiring to hear some of the stories that people with this awful joint pain, they start, you know, they clean up their diets, they make some of these changes, they start taking our product, and then their joints don't hurt anymore. It's not that hard to believe from my seat, because I've been in it for so many years and I see it. But, you know, for someone who's just kind of finding out that, wait, collagen is more than just, you know, lips and hair and skin. Yes, it's a whole lot more. I mean, you look at your arm right now. You've got a bicep, a tricep, and all these forearm muscles. What is holding all of that in place and together? And every piece of it is collagen, tendons, ligaments, skin, blood vessels, veins, bones, all of that is collagen. And we just don't eat it anymore as a culture. So that's why we came out with a supplement, just to try to help people, you know, see that this missing food group is actually the cause of so much. And I just remembered, I didn't even answer your question a couple of questions ago. And I said that collagen does two things, and I think I've hammered the one thing that it says, go fix and restore connective tissue. The second thing that it does, it just decreases inflammation overall. And inflammation is the most evil thing that's causing all of our systems to be out of whack. And the root of all disease is inflammation. And collagen is a natural inflammation decreasor. So it's an amazing product.
That's so interesting. We are big fans of intermittent fasting around here. And you have kind of described how you use collagen when you do intermittent fasting. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. We've got a like 3,000 word article on our website that talks about, does collagen break a fast? That's the title of the article. And if you just Google fasting and collagen, we're going to be the first or second ranked article. And we take education very seriously at CB Supplements, because we think it's our duty and our obligation to just provide the best educational support for our customers. Whether you buy our product or not, our goal, our mission is to improve people's health. So that's why we put as much content and as good of content as we can on our site. So this article I'm talking about breaking fast, does collagen break fast? Yes, but it's very complicated. You know what? Let's address the question of like, why are you even fasting? What's the goal? Because if you're trying to get to, that magical window of 24 hours where, the cells, the immune system goes and just cleans out the dead cells and apoptosis happens and all these things, then yeah, you shouldn't take collagen. You should just do a water fast and do things like that. But if your goal is to decrease the eating window and decrease the amount of calories that you're consuming, collagen is a heck of a tool to do that. And Dave Asprey really made this famous years ago with bulletproof coffee. You know, I don't eat breakfast most days because I'm usually just throwing a scoop in coffee and maybe have two cups and then, go work out, go to work. And then, whoa, it's 1 o'clock and I haven't eaten anything. So I'm going to eat now because I'm hungry. And if you're eating the right diet, which is one that is full of these nutritional fats and not vegetable oils and has the right carbohydrates and has a low amount of inflammation, you shouldn't really wake up hungry. You know, if you're waking up hungry, that's a sign of something is not right. You know, the term hangry is not really, we kind of laugh about that term as a society. I think that's a big warning sign. If you're ever hangry, there's something wrong there. That means your body is, your body is dependent on sugar and you should probably diagnose that and do some stuff with it. But just to get back to collagen and how it can help with intermittent fasting, it just depends on what your goal is. And we define all of this in this article, because it depends on who you ask if it breaks fast. If you ask Dr. Kate, she's going to say, nah, not really. If you ask Cynthia Thoreau, she's going to say yes. If you ask Jason Fung, he's going to say maybe. If you ask Ted Nyman, he's going to say no. So, it depends on what your goal is, but it can be a tool to decrease the amount of calories that you're eating. And then also give you a nice little hit of protein for one, but also protein that's going to tell your body to go fix and repair connective tissue on an empty stomach when your body can do magical things when there's not a ton of food in its system.
Gotcha. You mentioned an article. We already talked about the article with featuring Anchorman, Ron Burgundy, and Veronica Corningstone. And that was talking about the difference between collagen and whey protein. I would love to have you just kind of settle the score on which one we should be choosing for what reasons.
Yeah. So why we chose the Ron Burgundy, Veronica Corningstone, that will probably get us in trouble one day, theme is Ron Burgundy. As you can tell, we really like Anchorman at our company. Ron Burgundy and Veronica Corningstone, while they thought that they were adversaries and they shouldn't like each other, what ends up happening in the end? They end up being perfect complements and a very good team. Well, that's whey and collagen. They're not competitors. They're two different forms of protein that tell the body to do two different things. Whey tells the body to go fix and repair muscles. Collagen tells the body to go fix and repair connective tissue. Well, you're not going to have good muscles if you don't have connective tissue, and you're not going to have connective tissue if you don't have muscles that they need to connect. So they are perfect complements to each other. And, I personally do not take whey protein because I eat a lot of meat. But if someone doesn't eat a lot of meat or they're vegetarian or a number of things, I highly recommend, take them at the same time. They are synergistic lovers, and they they complement each other so well. So that's why the Veronica Corningstone, Ron Burgundy theme, we thought it made sense in our head. Hopefully the readers do too.
It's great.
I was actually going to ask about that a little bit earlier. Is there a pairing with collagen that makes it more bioavailable?
Some of our competitors, they'll put vitamin C in their product, or they'll put biotin, or they'll put hyaluronic acid, or all these things. That's all marketing. Really, collagen, I tell collagen there's really no right time to take it. There's no wrong time to take it. There's nothing that you should take it with. Just get it. Get it in your diet. Get it anywhere. There's not a ton of study on that. It's a really good question. There's not a lot of answers, where in the whey protein community, you're talking about a supplement that's been out for 30 or 40 years, that's had a lot of testing done to it and a lot of anecdotal stories, especially in the bodybuilding community. So we know, all right, you got that 30-minute window after you work out to get some, you know, muscle meat or whey protein. Collagen is just different, as we've probably hammered during this episode, that like it starts an entirely different process. So anybody that tells you, oh, you need to get your vitamin C with collagen, your body's got enough vitamin C. You don't need to. That's just marketing. Same thing with hyaluronic acid and biotin and all this stuff. It doesn't help. It doesn't really hurt either. It's just marketing. So, you know, my answer is just get the collagen in your system, find a way to take it, and whatever works best for you, rock on.
Love it. So is it possible to be absorbed topically, or is it necessary to ingest all of your collagen?
Such a good question. It is all about ingestion. And we've got a dermatologist who advises our team. He's actually a dear friend of ours. And he has gone on record and said, anybody that's trying to sell you collagen on the topical, it's just snake oil, because it is too big of a protein to go through the levels of the skin to be absorbed. So that's not to say that collagen creams aren't good, but they're a Band-Aid. You know, you can rub moisturizing cream on your face and it might fill in your wrinkles, but the second you go home after the event and take a shower, guess what's going to be there waiting for you? Your wrinkles and your skin, because it is not going to be absorbed. So, you know, the skin creams and all that, they're the Band-Aids. The real solution to the problem is ingesting the collagen, which then gets your body into the process of repairing from the inside, which I'm sure y'all understand. And I'm sure your listeners do too, that, you know, when you attack the root of the problem, that's better than just putting the Band-Aid on top.
Mm, that's very well explained. Can you tell us specifically about some of the products you have available for purchase?
Yeah. So, you know, we are a collagen company. That's it. We only sell collagen protein. We've got many different flavors. And we've got a lot more coming too. We have our unflavored certified through NSF, which is the National Sanitation Foundation. We have it certified for sport, meaning that it's free of 296, I think, you know, banned substances, and it's been tested against all the heavy metals. And what's on the label is actually in the bottle. And we're in the middle of getting our chocolate and vanilla NSF certified for sport, because we want to sell our product to the professional athletes, to the Olympians, to the elite athletes on the planet. And why do we want to do that? Because most companies could like really give a crap about pro athletes. They don't want to sell. They don't want to sell to them. They just want to be in retail stores and make a ton of money. Where we are a team full of athletes. We've got a couple of current pro athletes on our advisory board and in partner positions that, you know, we're really wanting to help the athletes, because we were all athletes. But also, who do kids look up to? They look up to athletes. And if we can get the kid to start recognizing that their favorite athlete is taking collagen, and then we can get the product in the household to save the kid's health, like I did my kid, which gave me my entire life back, we've achieved our goal of just making the world a healthier place and giving health to as many families as we can. So that's why we're not this company that has 50 different supplements, because we're the company that says, get your supplement from food, or get your health from food, get your nutrition from food, not supplements. So all we sell is collagen protein. And it's a multi-source because we think it's better to have all the sources instead of just one. It's kind of like the vegetable garden. Do you eat just broccoli or do you eat carrots and celery and squash and, you know, every cruciferous vegetable? So that's why we have the multi-sourced. So we've, and also all of our flavors, we only use natural flavors because we're not going to use anything fake. And we use stevia as our sweetener for everything, which some people don't like because stevia has a very particular taste, but it's real and it doesn't spike blood sugar. That's why we're doing it, because we're not a fan of sugar and we're certainly not going to use anything fake. So that's it. That's all we do. We're the collagen company that cares. And we have a pet line as well, because pets, you know, dogs and cats, they're just like us. All those benefits of collagen, it'll be the same for them. So that's all we got right now. And I would anticipate that's all we're going to have for a very long time.
I love that. Better be great at just a couple of products opposed to spreading yourself thin and being mediocre at all of them. I was really excited actually seeing the pet line. Can you talk a little bit about that? How you use it if you guys have pets?
Yeah. So actually it's a funny story how that even came about, which I don't think I've ever told on the air, but, I'm happy to. So, every batch that we produce is going to be a little different because it just depends on the time of year that you turn the cow or the chicken into collagen and, you know, the type of grass that the cow ate right before. And was it wintertime or was it summertime when you caught the tilapia or when you caught the red snapper that we use? All of those environmental things impact taste and they impact dissolvability. They impact all this stuff because we've got a super clean product. We don't throw fillers and all that crap that most supplements put in there. We have a really real product. So one of the batches that we got and we couldn't return it or anything, it smelled really strong. And we made the executive decision. We are not going to sell this to our customers because we don't want to lose face. It's a perfectly, good product. It was certified, you know, NSF for sport. So we spent a fortune on it, but we made the decision that like, we're not going to sell this product because it doesn't, you know, it would hurt our reputation. So one of our partners started giving it to his dogs. And his dogs, he's one of those guys that actually adopts older dogs towards the end of their life that are in terrible health. He and his wife are saints.
Oh, good humans.
Right. And he and his wife started giving them to the dogs and the dogs started walking more. Their digestion improved. Their coats looked better. All the things that you would expect to happen started happening. So then we're like, all right, we might be onto something. So we just started giving away containers. We just ripped off the label and it's like, here, it's human grade. Give it to your pet. See what happens. And a lot of people at our gym did. And we just heard success story after success story. So we did the research and we just dove in that like, all right, we're just going to turn this human grade collagen into pet collagen. So it's not a byproduct and an inferior product. It's the same thing. It's just a different blend now that we've got a different, you know, more beef and less eggs for the dogs and cats, for example. I can't give away all the secrets because then someone else could just make the product, right? But that's how it came about. It's that simple. It's just creativity at its finest. We're not going to sell this to our consumers, so let's sell it to you know, an animal that loves when things smell bad. And I mean, the dogs and cats, they just destroy it. I have some of the stories we hear, people have these very picky dogs that don't eat anything. And now all of a sudden they're eating their food because you sprinkle a little bit of our collagen on top of it and they lick the bowl to the bottom. So, you know, we're on a mission to improve health for all two or four legged animals, right?
Oh, I love that. How serendipitous.
Rex and Tucker are going to be super stoked. And you should see Bethany's face. She just has a grin from ear to ear right now.
Anything for the fur babies.
Charlie, we have to ask you, you know, managing the companies that you manage, very high pressure, a lot of people relying on you. You have to be pretty much on point all the time. And time is a resource that I'm sure is something, like you said earlier, something you wish you had more of. What other fitness and health practices do you leverage personally in your life, being high performing and super smart, to help you stay at that level?
Yeah, so the fitness side of it, I do CrossFit. I'm one of those crazy people, but like, I'm not going to do something that's going to hurt me. You know, I work out for the long game. I'm playing the infinite game. I've been working out my whole life. I've been an athlete my whole life, so I can do some of the complex movements. But if someone's just starting out doing like Olympic lifting or things like that, just start slow. You don't have to do everything RX, you know, as they call it in CrossFit. You don't have to go heavy. You don't have to do the heaviest thing. Just do something, just move. So, I mean, I do CrossFit 5 or 6 days a week, but I am moving every day. I'm walking, I'm doing something. So I think that some form of movement, yoga, Orange Theory, which is the total opposite of CrossFit, because all you do is run uphill on a treadmill. I don't know why people do that, but my wife does. So, you know, she likes it. But any form of movement, I highly recommend. I think it's a cheat code to life because it puts you in a better mood. It usually helps you sleep better. And you know, when you're in better shape, listen, I've never met anybody who's in unbelievable shape that is really unhappy that they're in unbelievable shape. So, you know, I think that movement is a huge piece of it. And then on top of that, you got to sleep. You know, I get 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night.
Wow.
I've been that guy that worked out at 5 a.m. for 3 years and only got 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and I was miserable. So, you know, I think that sleep is very, very important. And then just the second part of your question, just other tips to just be on point for the 168 hours we have in a week. I have a really supportive wife, so I would suggest people to marry well, which I know is easier said than done. But I mean, that's another just cheat code to life. Have a very supportive partner, spouse, whatever, whoever, that's in alignment with you. And then you build a support system around you. Like I've got really good teams that I work with. I have a really good assistant. I've got a lot of help. You know, if I go on a podcast and talk about business stuff as opposed to this health journey that we've talked about, one of the main things I hammer on is that as a business leader, it is okay to ask for help. And if you don't ask for help, you're probably going to fail because you can't do it all yourself. There's no way I could do the things at ABC and help run CB supplements and work out and sleep and take care of 3 kids without a ton of help. Mm-hmm. And that starts with, you know, my partner in life, my wife, Leanne, and then just the plethora of people behind her on my teams at work and my assistant and everybody.
Buddy, you and I both have that in common. We have incredibly supportive and amazing partners. So we're very fortunate in that way. That's great. I'm glad you brought up ABC. I wanted really badly for you to talk about your mission statement. We came from a large corporate gym where literally in the vision statement, places were put in front of people. And it was never in doubt that that was the priority order. We knew exactly where we fit in that vision statement, right where they said we should have. Can you comment a little bit about your mission statement and how that comes to be with the people that you employ?
Yeah. Our mission statement at ABC, it's very simple. Make everyday celebrations better for our team members and guests. And team members is first, not the guest. That doesn't mean the guest is not important, because they are. But the people that, you know, work with you, that are giving you their time, their energy. I mean, people have a choice of who they want to work for. So we think it's an honor and a privilege to serve our team members at ABC. And that's why they're first in the mission statement. Because if we take care of them, the guest is going to be taken care of. Customers are going to get what they want if the team members are happy and they enjoy their job. And really, learning that from working at ABC has helped me define the culture that I want at CB Supplements. That it's we are a always do the right thing, respect, support each other culture. And you know, our mission statement at CB Supplements is just to make the world a healthier place. And you know, how do we do that? Well, we're selling a product that we tell people don't buy. You know, go improve your diet first. And we tell people just check out our website and get some information from it, and then don't buy our product. It's fine. We're just on a mission to improve health. You know, that came from working for a company like ABC that has a mission statement that puts employees, which we call team members at ABC, first. And you know, it's very nice to work for a company that does that. And I am in those boardroom conversations, the executive conversations, and I can tell you, we really do actually make our decisions from a standpoint of how are we going to protect our employees first? Which I get that most public companies can't do. That's a benefit of being privately held, that we don't have an obligation to Wall Street, that, you know, we're allowed to talk about our team members and put people over profits. And we actually do. So, I mean, that's probably a huge reason why I am in no desire to leave my day job for my other job or vice versa, because the cultures of both companies are just really awesome and they're hard to find in today's world.
That is so refreshing. We absolutely love that. Can you tell us one simple tip you would like to leave for the listener from this conversation today?
Oh man, I can only do one.
Sorry, man.
No, it's, I like it. You know, I'll actually say find the form of movement that, excites you. You know, just get up and work out. Like my movement I love is CrossFit. I have been doing it for 4 years now. I absolutely love it and I look forward to doing it every day. And I'm fit and I'm in good shape. And like, it helps me in every other area of life. It makes me a nicer and better husband. It makes me a more patient father. It makes me a better executive. I'm going to live a really long time because I take care of myself. You know, it helps in every way. Get out, move, work out, do something, find something to get you excited and sweat.
That is an amazing tip. I love that. In preparation for this conversation, we have been messaging some of your coworkers, and we got this comment back from Mark, who said, "What isn't in his bio is how much of a great person he is. He's been a pleasure to work with, incredibly kind to the team, and just exudes a great energy." And I just think that's such a wonderful compliment from somebody that works closely with you. And we certainly have felt that in this conversation. Where would you like to send people to find you and your work and connect with you?
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned our website earlier at CB Supplements, and yes, that you get a name like that. That's just CB. That's my name. Charlie Bales is my initials. That happens when you get a really uncreative naming person like me on Google at like midnight, trying to find what can we call the company that we can have the website and all those things. Oh, it's just through CB Supplements, where Our chief marketing officer, Eric, just laughs every time I say that because he knows it's true that we don't have this like sexy name, but, hey, you know, whatever, we're rocking it. CBSupplements.com. Check us out. And, you know, anybody can find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty easy to find there. That's probably the best. Instagram, stuff like that. Just search my name. You're going to find me. And then, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Well, the last thing I was going to say is that if any of your listeners want to try our product, we will create a discount code, which is just the name of your podcast, Boundless Body. You know, just be all one word, lowercase, Boundless Body, and that'll get you $5 off. Shipping in the United States is free, except for Alaska or Hawaii, because those are really far away. But it's reasonable to ship there if y'all have some listeners there. And we do ship across the border to Canada too, but we do charge for that because it's expensive to ship to Canada. But sure. You know, anybody can reach out to us. Our support email address that I actually answer most of those is on our website. So, you know, just check that out. Discount code will help out. And we look forward to sending our product to some people.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so generous of you. Thank you so much for the discount code. We will definitely tag that in the show notes. I would also highly, highly encourage the listener to go check out your website, because there is so much information that you put out there. Tons of content, College in College, which is really great. And, you know, the articles and you know, all kinds of different resources that you can find there. You guys have done a very nice job with that. It's very well done.
Thank you. We've got a really good team. And, you know, education is one of our three pillars that hold our business up. You know, the other two are customer service. We want to give really good customer service, because most companies have terrible customer service. And it's just really cool, the fact that, like, people buy our product. Like, I just still pinch myself over that every day, that, like, a couple years ago, there was no such thing as this company. And there was no such thing as CB Supplements multi-collagen protein powder. And now, like, people buy it, and it's so totally cool. Normal. It's really cool. So we want to take care of the customer, and we're going to offer the cleanest product we can make, because, hell, I give the product to my 2-year-old, you know, so it better be a clean product. So we're going to put our money where our mouth is and just create the most, you know, clean product that has a ton of integrity to it. That's our company.
That's great. Charlie Bales, thank you so much for everything you do. Thank you for creating the products that you do that are very clean and great. And we're so thrilled that you'd be able to come on and educate us and spend some time with us today. And thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And this has been another episode of Boundless Body Radio.